Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feindelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode, Super Bowl edition. More importantly, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so I'm going to hit you right now with the single most important promo ad I do all year long. I'm not going to bullshit it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This one is absolutely the most necessary promo that we do on KFC Radio all year long. I'm talking about getting flowers for your girlfriend for Valentine's Day through thebooks.com. Like bouquet, Books, B-O-U-Q-S. So, stop what you're doing right now, whatever it is. Go to thebooks.com and use the promo code. Oh, no, not, it's just books.com. Books.com and enter the promo code KFC. You get 20% off. Now, I know last year I was working with a different company, and they did not deliver on time. So I made sure this year that I got hooked up with a company that guarantees delivery on time. Valentine's Day this year is over the weekend. So what you have to do, and Feindelberg, I know you'll agree with me, you got to have them sent to your girl's work on that Friday. Because Valentine's Day is all about the public show. If your girl can't show it off at the office in front of people, it's like you didn't even give the flowers anyway. If they come on a Sunday when you're both sitting in the apartment, it's a total waste of time, yes?
Correct.
So go to Books.com. Order your flowers for the Friday before Valentine's Day and use the promo code KFC to get 20% off. They grow the flowers on the side of a volcano. Seriously, on the side of a volcano. They're like beautiful and they guarantee delivery. So once again, Books, BOUQS.com and 20% off if you use KFC. We got, it's your boy KFC, a.k.a. White's Infidel, a.k.a. Young Unsweetened, a.k.a. Mr. Slim Fat. A.K.A. Mr. Promo Code. This episode right here, not only are we going to bring you voicemails that you can hear, actually hear for the first time in 3 years, but I'm also going to hook you up with promo codes left and right. We got a whole bunch of different offers. By the end of this episode, you're going to have new products, new services, and new promo codes to save all sorts of money that you never knew before. We got my man Feindelberg, Mr. Spin Class in the building, Mr. Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
What's the word? I'm dipping right now, so I don't. Well, I don't even know. Like, I actually literally did put it in, so I didn't want any sweets. But I mean, like, it doesn't really matter why I put it in anymore. Like, it's happening at all times.
I was gonna say, are you trying to give me a reason to like to you don't have a reason anymore, John? It's constantly in every episode we do. It's on 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter if you're dieting. Doesn't matter if you're binging.
I love it though, man. I'm like, I'm a new man. I started feeling bad for our readers because like some people would tweet me like after shows and they'd be like, dude, like I'm not fucking with you. Like you're showing serious red flags of depression. I started being like, am I like scared of these people? Like, do they think I'm gonna kill myself or am I making these people happy? One or the other. And I realized it's just because I was a piece of shit. Like, I exercised, like, for 3 days and ate healthy for, like, I had a fucking couple of salads and a few glasses of water. And I'm like, life isn't so bad. It's, like, it's not terrible. When I'm not fucking – dude, this past weekend – I started on Monday. This past weekend, I ordered over $200 of DoorDash, which is, like, seamless. But, like, there does more places in Boston.
Got it.
Like, my receipt – they don't send you a new text chain – for every receipt. So, like, I just had this disgusting text chain of, like, all my memories. Like, hey, don't forget you ate this and you ate this, you fat fucking shithead. And I just wasn't happy. And I'm feeling better now. I'm a little inspired.
Well, sometimes that's what it takes is a little bit of personal shame. It takes some, like, you know, someone explaining to you just how much of a fucking dumpster you are. Let me bring the Clem Report into the conversation here. The CEO of Snacks. I think you will agree with me, Clem. I'm not on the same train as Feindelberg. I don't feel good when I'm healthy. I don't feel good from exercising. I haven't been eating carbs. I get physically ill. Like, I get headaches. I get cranky. I need, like, fucking cookies and donuts. And when I don't get them, I feel like a piece of shit. So, well, not a piece of shit, because I know what you're saying, Feindelberg. You're a lazy piece of shit. I feel just, like, horrible. I don't get the satisfaction of working out. I don't like the burn. I don't like the soreness. I don't like any of it. So, fights, good for you. I'm happy for your brother. I just can't subscribe to that same lifestyle. Clem?
I'm like the once it all falls apart, I'm waiting for you in the dumpster. And I'm like, guys, when you guys are done with it, I'm here for you. Don't worry about it.
Come on home. Come on home.
Well, and it will fall apart because I do have – I have like an insanely addictive personality. Like I go – even like drinking. Like I don't like drink like during the like week. Like I don't drink a lot. Everything I do is red light, green light, where it's like if I go out on Friday night, it's fucking green light. But like, I don't have like three beers to cool off after the office or shit like that.
Never do that.
And I'm the same way with working out. Like when I'm working out, I don't do it like Kevin. Like I don't stop drinking soda. Like I'm like I throw away every fucking snack. I get like all healthy shit. I go to the gym every day. I do like fucking jump rope in the morning. I do everything like it's just because I get like really addicted to it. Hence the fucking chunk of tobacco in my mouth. I get everything I do. I just get like really, even if it's like being depressed, like I get really addicted to being depressed. I'm like, this is happy. Like I love just sitting on the couch. I need to keep doing this and watching TV and eating shit.
But doesn't that never applies to you for like food? Cause like, wouldn't you kind of be addicted to like your cheeseburger at night or like your fucking donuts in the morning?
But it comes in waves. Like when I'm in that depressed mode, yes, I am addicted to the cheeseburger. But like now I'm like addicted. Like last night before I went to bed, I was like, ooh, I think I'd like some tuna. And I like ate some tuna.
Gross. That is disgusting.
Although I get like the addictions come in waves. So the dumpster wave, it will be back most certainly. But for like the next month or two, the next 2 months at least, it is a healthy wave.
Yo, the dumpster wave is a great term. That is – when do you think the dumpster wave is going to hit? Because you're actually doing this at a good time right now because you'll have the spring coming up. And it's hard to jump into a dumpster wave when the weather gets nice. Then the summer hits. You might be out of the dumpster wave for a while, John.
Well, it's a winter thing. I do it every winter. Yeah. I did it last winter. I definitely have sad. That's 100%. Like when it gets bad and this wave, I mean, it coincides with – it's spring in Boston right now. It's 70 degrees outside.
Right, yeah, it's warm up here, down here too.
It's fucking crazy. So it probably does have something to do with the weather, and it's just I don't know. I guess I'll probably be like relatively healthy, except for like when I'm binge drinking in the summer. I'll probably be relatively healthy until like next November, and then I'll like be depressed again.
You get skinny, you get a little bit of a tan, you feel good about yourself. You were just talking about how you don't drink after work, and you're kind of like 0 to 100. I said this the other day on Mail Time. I feel like Clem might agree with me. I think I'm retiring from drinking. I don't see the point anymore. There's absolutely no point. Having a hangover with a newborn is insane, dude.
I can't imagine that.
It is the worst thing. I mean, forget about going to work. Forget about having to do schoolwork, going to class. Take all that shit and multiply it by a billion when you're hungover and you got a crying baby that you got to deal with. And so what's the point? I'm like –
Can I be honest for a second?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think – this is, like, kind of a joke but kind of not a joke. I don't think I'll be able to have a kid unless I stop drinking because when I said today earlier that, like, when I'm behind the wheel of a car, it's like you're not dealing with John Feidelberg anymore. You're dealing with my id. And it's right. Just like it's me at the core. There's no fucking shine on this silverware when I'm behind the wheel of the car. I'm not right. Trying to be proper, and I'm like angry and I punch shit. You're also dealing with my id when I'm like in a hangover, and especially when I'm just waking up. And I break alarm clocks regularly, and I'll like be like shut the fuck up, and I'll like punch shit.
No, you can't do that.
I think I'd kill a kid. I'm like not really kidding. I think, dude, if a baby was crying and I was really hungover, I might like just like lose my cool and just be like shut the fuck up.
That was the entire episode of Mail Time I did this week, was things that I just want to scream at my kid. And Clem, a couple of the other dudes who I know who are new dads or dads of young kids were like, oh, absolutely. I mean, did you ever feel those moments where you're like, I'm gonna fucking throw this baby out the window?
I had an episode about an hour ago Basically, my one escape from the house, because like I used to like laugh with you guys. You guys would say like blogging, it just wears you down, especially when you just stay in the house for like weeks at a time. That's all I get. I get like maybe one escape where I go out to like a deli, I'll get like a sandwich and right. come home. And that's like my one way of just like leaving the house and being a part of society. Well, my daughter, like the last 3 days, like I don't want to be in the car seat and she will not get down. There's no way for me even to like just force her down. And I took her out of the car. I slammed the car door. So like I took her out. She was safe. And I slammed the car door harder. I thought I broke the car. I hit it so hard. And I was just like, we're going inside. And she like starts crying. Then I feel bad. And you just feel like a piece of dog shit afterwards.
I can't imagine to like right now, Shay doesn't know what's going on. I can tell her right to her face, like, shut the fuck up. And it doesn't matter. when there starts to be some like recognition of what's going on, I don't know. I'm going to have to really filter myself out. But on the point of drinking, it's like, I'm not going to go out and like find a new chick and get laid and party with my buddies and do shit that I haven't done before. I drank for like 15 years. I've seen it all, done it all. There's no point anymore. I just feel like shit and I look like shit because of it. It's a waste of my time now. It's just I have way too much else on my plate right now other than to deal with a fucking hangover, you know?
This is the one thing. I was thinking the same thing because it's always February is when I start my diets and like getting my thing, and then like by – I don't know. It goes off the rails a little during March Madness and whatever, and then by the summer, you let it ride, and then November hits again, and then you're back in the shit.
Fuck, yeah.
This is the thing, though. Like, my friends are all becoming, like, old. Like, they're becoming old people right in front of my face. Like, they're on Facebook writing like parents do now. I'm like, no, I am not. I will never be this guy, right? So I'm like, how do I get out of this? Like, I just don't have friends, or, you know, I'm kind of in the middle here. And I realize when Barstool moves to New York, I'm going to probably go out a lot more than I ever thought I was going to, just because there's going to be like opportunities, I feel, to do stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like watch parties or whatever's going on. And that's what I'm really scared of potentially happening down the road here.
What, just getting back into like the going out cycle and being drunk and hungover and shit again?
Yeah. But then my kid's just going to become like an absolute afterthought, and that's going to become a real problem.
Tell mom to raise that kid.
Once you have – I guess maybe neither of you really have to deal with it since you both have daughters. But like I feel like once you have a kid, like you kind of just have to stop drinking for like 21 years.
Yeah, basically,
like,
man.
Like that – like my dad is the opposite of what I am in the sense like he's Mr. Moderation. So like he'll have 3 or 4 beers every night, but he'll never get drunk. And like everything he does is flat. So maybe he always did that, but – I mean, like, when we used to go to games, like, so you probably want to take your daughter to too many games. But when we used to go to games, like, he couldn't enjoy a game, like,
no, you can't like I go to enjoy a game. You can't enjoy anything. Nothing is enjoyable. I can't even watch TV. I try to just sit there and watch a TV show. I figured I was going to be watching more TV than ever. She doesn't shut the fuck up. I got to carry her around, walk her in circles. She doesn't stop crying. It's like, I can't do anything. Forget about
it. Actually, it's not 21 years. It's 16 years. Because that's when I get my license.
And that's when
he's like, all right, you're fucking driving home, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
and then
later, he'd
get hammered at the games. And then once you – like he was devastated when I turned 21 because he was like, who the fuck's going to drive us home now? but like once your kid gets older, then you can start drinking again and be like the fun parent, I think. But you can't get like hammered anymore.
No, never. But I don't want to anymore. What's the point? You know what I mean? It's like, what am I going to do? Get fucked up and be hammered and like hang out with my buddies for a little bit and then go home and rock the kid around? It's pointless. Stupid.
When that pregnancy test comes back positive, you basically just lost all your fun. You have like a 9-month countdown, and then you lose all your fun. It's the truest thing in the world, man. It really is.
Really, really is. Everyone keeps being like, yo, you're like walking birth control. I'm like, yo, but for real, don't do this until you are like absolutely – actually, don't do it until you're like 5 years past ready because you think you're ready and you're not. So give it like 5 more years of doing fun shit and living life and then have a kid. Definitely don't get your wife knocked up like 6 months after getting married.
And like Fight said, 16 years old I think is the thing for guys. But the thing is, when your daughter turns 16, that's like – that's when the terror begins in your mind.
That's when it
then
starts.
You're drinking just to like ease yourself.
Oh, God damn it. Why? All right. Not only do you have to get flowers for your girl, but it's Valentine's Day. You might want to get something a little bit sexy for her. So AdamandEve.com has got you covered. If you were listening to Mail Time this week, and actually, John, after I finish this, maybe we have a discussion with you about this. One of the questions on Mail Time was, my girlfriend wants me to make a mold out of my dick so that she can have my dildo dick. And he wasn't sure whether he should do it or not. Well, Adam and Eve has you covered. They have the Clone-A-Willy kit. They also have the glow-in-the-dark Clone-A-Willy kit that vibrates. neon purple Clona Willy, and all sort of other. Oh, they got a brown skin Clona Willy too. That would be funny. You clone your own tiny little white pecker and you make it brown. That would be some shit. So Adam and Eve, they got you covered with that. They got you covered with lingerie, sex toys, and everything else in between to make sure you have a very sexy Valentine's Day. So give her something that you'll never forget. Go to adamandeve.com. And this Valentine's Day, up until Valentine's Day, you get 50% off almost any item. There's over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys, videos, movies, all that stuff. So right now, if you order, you get a free romance kit. That's a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something you'll both enjoy, plus a free adult DVD. So go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter the promo code KFC. Almost all my promo codes are KFC. Just try that before you tweet me. Everyone is constantly asking me what the promo code is. Try KFC. If it doesn't work, then come to me. Feitelberg, would you clone your dick for your girlfriend?
Yeah. I've actually, this is weird, but I've had this request before. I don't know fucking why. But it was before Adam and Eve. And I was like, I'd do it, but I don't know fucking how to do it. This was, you know, back in the day before home dick making machines. And
I was joking with my brother about it. That you had to get the newspaper out and drip it in the water like paper mache and wrap it around your dick. they make it easy. You just kind of like, I don't know, you put the thing in, you clamp it down, boom, you got your dick. What I said on Mail Time is I would need to like enhance it a little bit because you see your dick, you get a right angle, your hand maybe looks a little small in comparison in a certain lighting, whatever it may be. When you just clone your dick and you just have it sitting there, it's probably pretty unimpressive.
Probably.
You know?
So definitely.
Yeah. I mean, so if you could, like, they need to do clone a willy with, like, an extra inch of girth and, like, an extra inch of length or something like that. Because when you're like, here you go, baby. I know this turns you on. And she's like, it really is like the motion of the ocean. Like, it really doesn't feel good when I'm just using it on myself. So that, I feel like you could really end up disappointing your girl. Unless you got a sweet dick. If you got a great dick, go ahead and clone it. But, all right, so these voicemails are brought to you by the Adam and Eve dick cloning machines. And, my friends, after.
Technology's finally caught up with us.
After 4 years, we officially can hear the voicemails. I actually, ironically, got a voicemail this week that says, I know you can't hear this, so I know KFC's just going to recap this. No, motherfuckers, we can hear it now. We all have to wear headphones now. I'm running through a whole new program. I got on, like, Beats headphones, like the big-ass black people ones. They're terrible. I can't find my iPhones ones. I feel like I'm on an airplane. My ears are about to pop and shit. It's terrible. But let's get into voicemails, which you're going to hear for the very first time. Let's talk about the pube barber.
What's up, guys? I have a question for you. If there was a pube barber, like, just like it sounds, like a barber, except when you go there, they trim your pubes or they do whatever you want to it. Would you go if it was like reasonably priced, like nothing crazy? I think I would, but I don't think I'd let anyone know. Just to get your thoughts. What do you think?
So now I'm not going to recap that because everybody heard it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to change my whole hosting style.
I kind of don't like this, if we're being honest, because my thing was, during the voicemails, that's when I get to check Twitter because I can't hear it anyway. So why bother trying to listen? Because nope. Kevin's going to repeat it.
Nope.
Now I have to actually listen.
Not anymore, my friend. You got to focus. Like we're back in school. Focus, John. Focus. Pube barber. Now, chicks basically have a pube barber. They go to get waxed. They go to get lasered. All that shit. Would you do it as a guy, Feitelberg? I know you're vain. I know you want everything to look as pretty as possible. I think you'd go.
I 100% go. And it's not really about, like, pretty as possible. It's just, like, some stuff's really hard to get. Like, yeah. Fucking, like the bottom of your nutsack is, like, ugh. That's, like, you're handling it like it's, whatchamacallit? Plutonium. Like, you're, like, oh, boy, like, real careful with it. Like, yes. You got a fucking, I mean, you have four blades just running across a nutsack. Like, I have nightmares about just, like, clipping it and one falling out. It's... I'd much rather trust it with some old Italian man. Like, here you go, hold my penis, get nice and warm whipped cream on it. Not whipped cream, shaving cream.
Oh my God! Feidelberg, you just hit us with so much imagery. Let's back it up. First of all, I just had an image of like groceries falling out of a wet brown bag. Your nut just falling out of your sack. Two, the old Italian man. Like, I guess that's what the barber would be. And three, putting whipped cream on there. I think that's what we call a Freudian slip, John.
Dude, like, just get your feet up in those pregnant lady stirrups, and then hammer it, man.
Funny is that this is such a ridiculous question for us, but this is what chicks do. I mean, chicks go in there, and they fucking flip over, and chicks will spread their butt open and wax their asshole, and it's just like normal. It's just like, yeah, I got to get rid of my asshole hair, which is true, girls, by the way. You have to do that, so don't be embarrassed. Don't worry about the cost. You have to go do that. But for guys, it's a whole new world. Clem, would you go to the pew barber?
I think I would. As a big guy, I have to like do anything I can do. Like, I'm not going to get a girl on my look. So if there's like rumors that I groom myself, that might help my case down the road. You know what I mean?
I feel like chicks will buzz about that. Like a guy who unexpectedly is like really well kept, they'll be like, oh yeah, it was really nice down there. That's a plus for sure.
Now this is the thing though. Unlike John, I don't think I could have a guy do it because I used to have this old Italian barber cut my hair, and whenever he'd like get to the top, he'd just have his fucking cock right on my arm, and I just feel like this hammer. And I was like, oh, so I don't think I'd want to be touching him touching mine because I didn't like touching his. So this is something I was wondering if this story would ever come out now that I work for Barstool.
Yes, like, I love stories that start like that.
Like a year ago, and this isn't like a sad story or anything like that, but a year ago, like my balls were just killing me, and I was like, oh shit, like I hope I don't have anything really like health wise. So I was like, let me go to the doctor, get it checked out. And I'm thinking maybe they'll just run some sort of a scan, make sure nothing bad happening down there, right? You don't want to deal with anything down in the plumbing. Turns out I basically spent an hour on like on my back with like an x-ray machine over me as some like 45-year-old woman was just rubbing my balls with gel. And I basically, like, the first 5 minutes, you're just like, this is rock bottom. I can never be lower than this. But then after a while, you're just like, whatever. This is life. Like those girls. I'm sure the first time girls get their assholes waxed, it's, like, petrifying for them. And then after a while, it's like, whatever. This girl, this woman's probably seen a lot worse than my balls here.
Were you getting hard from that? Or were you, like, you're in so much pain and you're nervous and shit that you're just like, you could let that...
I don't think I've ever been softer in my life. Like, if I had a female barber trim me up down there, it couldn't be a hot girl. That would be the first thing. It would have to be, like, a 45, 50-year-old.
No.
You got
to – I think you got to have a hot girl because, I mean, just shaving the dick, it's much easier with a fucking bat down there.
That is true.
Otherwise, it's, like, folds and wrinkles and, like, a lot more skin that can get cut up and shit. I agree. I like to be, like, at least, like, a half-see when I'm getting down there for cleaning up. But – Clem, this was probably like, I don't know, maybe a year ago. I had like intense pain in my abs and it started shooting down to my balls. So I Google it and it was like the exact symptoms I have was like either A, like it's just like you're having some stomach pains and it's like a coincidence, or B, like you're about to die. Like you're about to lose your nuts and possibly die. And I still, even, I mean, every symptom I read, I was like, this is it. And I was still like, I'm just going to go to sleep and hope this works out. And it did. I was fine. Me and my nuts are fine. But it was something about like a vein getting like wrapped around my nut. And I was like,
that's what I have. I had the vein shit. That shit sucks.
That was, when I thought I had that, it was the worst pain I ever had in my whole life. My nuts were killing me. And I was like, I think I might die. I should have done what you done. Went and got your nuts massaged in an x-ray machine. And I was just like, hope for the best here because I am the laziest piece of shit ever. Even when it came to my own dick and balls, I was like, I don't know. I'll roll the dice here. So is your dick fixed? Is your balls fixed?
It was just some vein problem that like – it was like, oh, no. It just is painful for a little bit and it's gone now. Yeah, so it was like a one-time thing. They said it may happen again. Like, it'll happen again if your balls hurt. So I'm going to be like, oh, it's a vein. And then it will be like ball cancer and I'll die.
I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy except for Portnoy. I would wish it upon him. Speaking of soft dicks.
Hey, Kevin, what would you do? Would you get the barber?
Yeah. Yes, I would. I am a fan of professionals doing everything like that they do better than me. So, like, I'll pay – I'll as long as I have the money to do it, someone out there can do it better than I can, I'll pay you for it. Pay someone to cut the hair on your head. I'll pay someone to cut the hair on my balls. I'm unsure about – I think I could have a dude do it. Whatever. I guess I would prefer it to be a chick. But if it needed to be an old Italian man, I think I could – I don't know. I'm secure enough that he could shave me up and I'd be all right with that. I wouldn't pay an obscene amount of money for it, but – you know, it's good for, like, special occasions, too. Like, if you're going to get a little Valentine's Day shit coming up, you go get cleaned up by a professional.
I pretty much just want them for the nuts, though. The nuts are really – and I guess – and the shaft. Because I like to just use a beard trimmer. I don't like to be totally bald. It's not for me.
No, yeah. Well, when you – I wasn't going to say it because I thought I was going to be the square. But when you're talking about, like, blades going to – I don't fuck with the blades and shaving cream. I go with the electric.
Yeah, and
I thought that was like, oh, you're so old and lame, KFC. You don't even use a razor on your balls. But I'm happy to hear that's normal.
But you have to, like, you can't really use the trimmer on your dick and nuts because it's like, I mean, it's just fast moving teeth, and you go the wrong way, and it bites it. I mean, I've made myself bleed in the dick countless times.
Many times. It does like the four little dots from the trimmer thing, and it just hurts exactly. So much.
So I'll let him use the straight blade there because I'll trust him. He's a professional. I'm not going to some. Well, actually, now that I think about it, now I'm having anxiety about what's his name? The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
Like, what if there's some Sweeney Todd getting cut enough dicks?
Ooh.
Well, this is also – this brings up an interesting point because I have long said on the blog and all my podcasts, you have one dick for the rest – for your entire life. Don't fuck it up. So these people who go to, like, back alley doctors to get injections or they get piercings or surgeries and all that shit, don't tempt fate with your dick. So you're right. Like, I think – obviously, they could clean it up a little bit better than you, but are you really going to let another person go near your dick with a sharp blade? I think that's a bad idea.
I do, too. I'm off. I'm off it now.
All right.
I'm
I think off. We're all off. I think we've all just spun.
I definitely have, like, some, like, nut hairs that have just never been trimmed in their entire lives.
They're just old and curly and, like, probably turning gray
like,
at this point.
Ones I can't see that are, like, on the backside of my nuts, like the dark side of the moon, and it's a fucking shit show back there. And that's like – those will just stay there now that I think about it because I can't risk some old Italian man getting jealous of my little dick and fucking being like, that's it. Enough of these penises. Cutting it off. Yeah, having a rough day at the office and just like being like – like we were just talking about like having his kid annoyed him that morning and you're just like, fuck, I'm so sick of this shit.
I mean there have definitely been times where especially going to like an old Italian barber. I mean I used to get my hair cut at a place for like $12. So you get what you pay for, you know? Yeah. And he would like – he'd be watching the TV and, like, take a chunk out of my hair. And I'm like, oh, that's lame. But whatever, my hair will grow back. You do a zzz down on my dick, that's a problem. We have a problem. So it's got to be a ultra professional or I ain't doing it.
You need to have straight five-star Yelp. Like, pubic hair barber has to be five-star. Not 4.5, 4.75. Five-star, 1,000 reviews. Or, like, your parents bring you to that barber when he's a young barber with the thought of, hey, when my son starts growing pubic hair, you're going to be the one to start cutting it.
You're going
to
take care of this kid's dick for life. what you said about the dark side of the moon is funny, though, Fights, because I guarantee almost every time, I bet, guys think they did their manscaping. They think it looks perfect. But there's just spots you can't see, you can't get to, that chicks get all up in. So, like, looking down, it looks okay. The other side, looking up, probably not so much. And there are probably times when the chicks are just like, oh, that's been there since, like, 1989. Then 1998, when that first, like, started sprouting, that's been there the whole time. So, you know, girls, we appreciate you for two reasons. One, you go get all that shit waxed so that from every single angle, you can't see anything. And two, you put up with all of our ball hair, which is, you know, that takes a lot. You mentioned soft dicks, Clem, and here on KFC Radio, you can segue pretty much any topic at all on KFC Radio. So this is Girlfriend Loves a Soft Dick.
Yo, KFC, what's good? It's Will from Ohio. I had a question here about my girlfriend, a very serious girlfriend. There's she has this thing where she just likes to hold my soft dick all the time. And every time that I tell her to get off or stop, she gets upset. They're telling me that I'm weird, that I have problems, and I know that this has come up many a time, and I need some help here. Obviously, I'm not breaking up with her. That's not an option, but I need some kind of reasoning that's gonna help me explain to her why that's a total psycho move. So let me know. Viva.
Feidelberg, I want to quiz you first. What was his name and where was he from? I want to see if you were listening.
No fucking idea, guys.
Will from Ohio. Will from Ohio.
I get the, there's so much shit going on in my brain. I got the important parts. That's all I need.
Well, and what were the important parts, John?
The important parts are his girlfriend likes to hold his soft dick.
There you go. Hang on one second. Yeah, bud. This is one of the weirdest voicemails we've gotten. Correct, John? Clem, in your early career at KFC Radio, I don't think you've heard anything ridiculous like this. This is up there. This is a bad one. I think every man out there should strive to keep their soft dick hidden from all girls as long as possible. I don't care if it's a hookup. Well, definitely if it's a hookup. I don't care if it's a girlfriend. I don't care if it's a wife. Nobody should see your flaccid dick except for you. You got to at least have a handsy. You got to helicopter it up. You got to have something if they're going to see your dick. That's just good marketing is what it is. You never let them see you at your worst. You never let them see you at your softest. You got to have a little something going on. So, Fights, you're nodding in agreement with me. I think you're on the same train with me.
100%. I mean, I'm a grower, not a shower, which isn't to say that I go from Charmander to Charizard. I go from Charmander to whoever the one in the middle is. It doesn't get good. It gets okay.
Right. It's just all relative. But the point is that it gets bigger and it's slightly more impressive.
Right. But and it's not so, like, very impressive. I keep that on lock forever, really. Yeah. I remember one time I went we were out on the water on my buddy's boat, like, drinking. We were all drunk and shit. And, like, we were all with our girlfriends, and, like, a bunch of us went jump in the water. But it was, like, late spring, so we didn't have bathing suits. We were all just in regular clothes. So we all skinny dipped. We all just jumped in. And I remember getting out, and she was just, like, pointing at it and laughing. Be like, look how little it is. And it's, like, it's a traumatizing-ass moment for me.
Yo, I bet, man. That's terrible. That like, girl is ruthless, man. Holy
granted,
shit.
I had, like, I'd been in the water. So there was – it was a bit of a Costanza I was in the pool situation.
Right.
But it was – nonetheless, it was, like, it doesn't get much bigger. It didn't get that much smaller. And it still – like, it still brought laughter. So you can't have that. That's something you keep your hands off it. Like, you want to hold my limp dick? Fine, let me finger your dry asshole. Like, that's the trade. You want to make me uncomfortable? I'm going to make you even more uncomfortable.
Well, here's the thing. My soft dick is so small. It's just so small. It sucks. Soft dicks are just so terrible. This guy even just saying she holds my soft dick makes me almost think that this guy is a shower. I mean, you can't even, quote-unquote, hold my dick when it's, like, fully down. It's just like a – you'd have to, like, cup the whole situation there. You know what I mean? It's not even like you could put it in there like a pickle. So, you know, if this dude is, like, packing, I can I guess maybe you can put up with it. But, Clem, I believe this is a point where you got to put your foot down.
I saw, as you were saying that about people holding your dick, your door behind you slowly opened, and I thought, like, your wife was going to go. I was like, oh, boy, this is not going to be a good moment in the KFC marriage right here. This reminds me of the Seinfeld when his wife is – or his girlfriend's always naked. There's good naked and there's bad naked, and there's good dick and there's bad dick, and bad dick is soft dick. That's basically one and the same. So good dick – or good naked's – dick, hard dick, bad naked, soft dick. And in my opinion, yeah, no way, no how. But if this guy has like a legit hog, I mean, why not? I mean, I don't see if you have like a legit good soft dick, what's wrong with having your girl play with it all the time?
That's true. I mean, if I was packing soft, I would absolutely let you play with it.
But also another thing, in a way I'd combat her with this, is it just get hard. Like, oh, you think you're holding a soft dick? Guess what? Boom.
But it's tough. it's probably mentally tough when you're like, oh my God, she was just playing with my soft dick and it's so small and now she thinks it's terrible. You know what I mean?
Although, I mean, like, you know what? Also, every time someone's, it always starts with a kind of soft dick being played with. It's
always like a halfsie, John. You got to make sure.
It's fair.
You know, you can't be, I'm talking about like zero. The tank is on empty. You can't have that. That's when you have like the turtle head going back in the shell. That is not even an option.
Oh, post sex stick, you have to just roll over and like basically cover yourself up. Like you just are like a burn victim, basically.
Like chicks in the movies, how there's always like anytime a girl has sex in the movie, it's all automatically she starts like eating the sheets. Like they all come all up into her mouth. But that's how it's like, all right, I'll get this. And I even when I like get up to like go put my sweatpants on or like boxers on or whatever, like we talked about last voice call, I like clench my ass while I bend down because I'm like, I don't know what my asshole looks like. I'm not ready to show this to the world yet. I have no clue. You put my asshole in a lineup, I can't pick it out.
Well,
right?
John, so, that's not entirely true because I believe the birth of the entire Barstool Confessions movement was how you once looked at your own asshole in a mirror.
That was like 10 years ago, though. It's probably changed a lot.
One of my favorite Feidelberg stories ever. And he just spread the cheeks and took a look at his own asshole. But you're,
I forgot about that. But yeah. That was like, I mean, I was still living at home because I don't even have a mirror. Oh, wait, I do in my closet. But it wasn't in this apartment. That was a long time ago. So it's, yeah. I'm sure it's undergone some changes, much like I have.
In the past 10 years, 10 years of weathering the storm down there, oh my God, it's probably a goddamn war zone.
Dark side of the moon shit right there, man.
Okay. Let's talk more about some dick, and then we'll try to move on from the penis topic.
Hey, KFC. It's that kid Rado in Boston. Just calling in to get you guys' opinion on a new movement that's been sweeping my campus. It's called NoFap. Put it simply, it's if you don't jerk off. My buddy Bino, he's a pioneer. He's on a day 32 right now. And what he says is, you know, what's in your sack, that's what makes you a man. Why would you waste it? It gives you a little more edge than the other guys out there. I'm not going to lie. It helps when you're getting girls. And I just want to see what you guys have to say about it. Maybe you should try it out yourselves. All right. Viva.
The single dumbest movement
this
I've
is,
ever
this
heard
is
of.
This is why you like when college kids are like, all about Bernie Sanders and some shit. College kids are fucking idiots.
So
they're dumb. You
so
can't trust
dumb.
Them with presidents. You can't trust them with masturbation techniques. This is so fucking stupid. I'm personally offended. Like, you have – God gave you the coolest toy ever, and you just don't want to play with it ever. This is some bullshit.
Not to mention, I don't believe in this whole, like, it gives you an edge and shit. Like, when I hear about boxers who don't have sex before a big fight – I think that's crazy. We said
no. I get that.
I don't get that.
It makes you so goddamn angry.
Yeah, well,
that's anger.
I can hear that. I can understand that part of it. But you got to be thinking clearly when you go into a fight. When you go into any, we've talked about this a million times. Whether you have a big test, whether you have a big presentation, whether you got to buckle down and write a paper, whatever it may be, you got to empty the pipes first because then you have your clearest, smartest brain. I am much more about my brains than my like masculine fucking. I got. Come in my nuts, so that gives me an edge over guys. I want to be able
no,
to
No, you're
think
totally
clearly.
Right when it comes to meetings, tests, exams, whatever it may be. You're totally right with that. But with a fight?
With pure, like
you know how much pent-up anger that man has?
Yeah.
Like, just ready to unleash. I think that's why you should never fight someone who's a bit of a public figure. Like, never fight someone who's on Twitter a lot. Because they have so much anger inside of them. and they're just waiting for us just to release it. Just
right.
Like, I walk down the street sometimes and I'm like, I hope someone punches me just so I can get into a fucking fight.
Feidelberg, you know, like, somebody like bumps into Feidelberg at a bar and picks a fight. And they don't realize they're about to fight with someone taking out 6 years of Portnoy anger out on them. It's like, yeah, you only stepped on my shoe, but I pounded your face in because my boss is an asshole all the fucking time. And I hate Twitter trolls and all that shit.
It would be like, have you seen The Equalizer with Denzel?
Yes.
When he fucking beats the shit out of that guy in the Boston dude in the at the sand and gravel. Like, that's what it would be like. It would be like, people would walk away being like, that's a fucking animal. Whatever that is a fucking animal.
They'd be like, that guy hasn't masturbated in 2 years. Look at what just happened there. But listen, if we're all normal life occurrences, not masturbating is insane. I think, if anything, I don't know. I mean, the guy says it helps with girls. I could see – I know a bunch of dudes who have fucked, like, triple digits girls because they were just like relentless walking balls of cum. And I get that. They're just like, I'm going to fuck this girl. You know, no matter what, I don't care about rejection. I don't care about embarrassment. I will get laid. I can respect that. But at the same time, that's not the approach I ever took. I would never want to be the dude who's like, I've got 32 days of fucking semen all up inside me. I'm going to just like badger this girl and break her down until she fucks me. So
That's not a good guy to be.
And, yeah, exactly.
And she's never going to fuck you again because you're going to come in 2 seconds because you haven't come in a month.
That's the main thing. Like, you need to have a lot of dry runs. You need to have a lot of practice. You need to have a lot of buildup for when the big moments actually occur. It's like spring training all the time. It's like you can't just go into a season opening day without taking a couple cuts. That's what these guys are doing.
You got to play cool with girls, man. And if you're just ready to explode, you know, those guys are just like probably just bothering the shit out of girls. And they're like, listen, I'll fuck you so you don't like just murder me right now in the bar. Whereas like if you just rub one out before you go out, then you're kind of like you're playing it cool. You know, you already got your nut for the day. And you're good from there. But
it's like the anti-Seinfeld. This is the third Seinfeld reference this episode. But it's like the anti-Seinfeld where when I jerk off before I go out, I'm the master of my domain. Mm-hmm. I'm not like fucking – I understand in Seinfeld it was reverse, where if you weren't jerking off, you're master your domain. But like that allows me to be in control of every situation.
It's all about control.
Right.
It's
I was going to say one other thing. I forget.
If you told me ISIS doesn't let people beat off, so then they're angrier people, I would believe you.
Yeah.
Like if,
and you don't want to be an ISIS
Ryan
terrorist.
From Boston is an ISIS in my mind. Sucks you have an ISIS guy, a group of ISIS people in Boston.
And the fact that they would like call up and think it's a good idea and try to convince us to do it, like, no, you're a dumb college kid and you're going to realize how stupid this idea was one day.
It's almost as dumb as having a girlfriend in college. It's almost as dumb.
Nothing is as dumb as having a girlfriend in college, Clem. So that concludes, I think, the penis portion of our show. What we learned today, if your ball sack hurts a lot, you might go to the hospital and get it massaged for 45 minutes and turn out that a vein is wrapped around your nut. We learned that an Italian man might slice your balls off doing a public pubic barber, so you don't want to do that. And we learned that, you know, no matter how much you shave, you can't get every single hair. But the best way to make sure you're cleaned up as much as possible for your special lady friend or guy friend, I don't know, I don't judge here, is going to dollarshaveclub.com. You will get the most reliable blades for the best prices delivered right to your door. No hassle, no excuses. So when, you know, you're shaving your face, maybe you're shaving down below, you know you're going to get a fresh, sharp blade, no nicks, no cuts, just a nice, clean cut every single time. Also, Dollar Shave Club has rolled out an entire line of other type of like men's care products. I got a whole shipment of it the other day. It's got face lotion, it's got hand lotion, it's got hair gel, hair clay, hair spray, it's got lip balm, it's got everything that you need to be like a pretty good looking dude. It's kind of like Clem was saying, like you need every edge you can get. So you got to make sure like you smell good, you feel good, your skin looks sharp, the whole nine. And the best part is all this stuff gets delivered right to your door, so you don't have to go to the grocery store, the CVS. You don't have to deal with paying crazy prices. So go to dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. That's dollarshaveclub/KFC. And get shave butter and razors and everything else in between sent right to your door. All right, let's try to definitely switch away from dicks. Super Bowl is around the corner. Let's do a little bit of football talk.
Hey guys, it's Jill. Just a quick question. Would you rather watch the Super Bowl with no snacks, so there's absolutely no food, you can't order anything, there's nothing to eat, or somebody who consistently talks and consistently like asks questions throughout the entire game and they're sitting right next to you? And on that note, what's the best Super Bowl snack? My favorite's probably dip, like buffalo chicken.
I wanted to stop her to say, guys, what is this chick going to say? We all knew she was going to say it. Buffalo chicken dip. Damn it. I wish I had previewed that voicemail ahead of time so I knew to
I
do
was
that.
Like, I was, when she said dip, I was like, come on, be more specific. Be more specific.
I wish I had listened to that first. That would have been a fun and easy game for everyone to play. Which is worse, Super Bowl with an annoying person? Pretty much like an annoying girl asking questions all the time, or a Super Bowl with no snacks. Bites, we'll begin with you because you're on this health kick. Super Bowl, big events like this are always tough because it's like, are you really going to stick to your diet when there's wings and dip and pigs in a blanket, Clem, all up in your face? Are you going to be able to maintain self-control, or are you going to break the diet for that day? And what do you think's worse?
This one is hard because I'm out of touch with reality as far as Super Bowl party goes. I haven't been to one in 6 years.
Oh, you're such a fucking cocksucker.
Why?
Because this is going to be some, like, Patriots thing. Like, I'm always in the Super Bowl. And
no, no, it's not at all. It's just, like, when, like, for Barstool, like, we have to be, like, at our TV rewinding shit. And I hate doing that in front of people where it's, like...
Oh, yeah, you can't go to, like, a Super Bowl party and be that guy who's, like, hang on, guys, I got to rewind to film a
Vine. Yeah,
I got to
Vine this thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I haven't gone to a Super Bowl. I haven't watched a Super Bowl with, like, anyone more than my roommate in as long as I can remember, really. So I don't really know. I guess it would probably be... I mean, if you're at a Super Bowl party, I guess it would probably be without snacks. Like, a girl, you can just, like, move around. Because also at a Super Bowl party, this is, like, I mean, going back to college, I didn't really care. Like, I didn't really watch a Super Bowl unless the Pats are in it. So I would, like, it's more of a party.
Yeah, it's I mean, if your team is in it and you got someone chirping in your ear, that's a whole different story. But if you're just watching, you know, it's the big game, it's more of a social event than anything. You're going to have people talking about – you're going to have that at every party. It's not going to be a rare hypothetical situation. There's going to be someone who, like, doesn't understand football. There's going to be someone talking about politics instead of football. It's just kind of part of the territory of the Super Bowl. I personally, and I think my man Clem, CEO of Snacks, is going to agree with me, the Super Bowl food is what makes that day the day. That's what makes – that's what separates it from other football Sundays in a way. You're going to go all out with the food and the booze and – If you don't have that, I might as well just be on my couch alone. If you're not going to bring me buffalo chicken dip, guacamole, pigs in a blanket, potato chip dip, and everything in between.
I'm going to surprise you here. I would choose I think the girl is worse, or I guess we're just going to call it the girl. The annoying girl.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 100%. We know this is a girl. I mean, the fact that she didn't just say, or you're sitting next to a girl is a joke.
I've had both of these situations where 1 year, like an idiot, I was on like a diet that was not at all fun diet where you couldn't eat anything but like grilled chicken. Ooh. So I was like, I'm just not going to eat during the Super Bowl. I'm just going to like drink water. And I've sat next to an annoying person who talked all game, and like the game isn't ruined for you. At least like you're kind of like just escaping into football and the commercials and all that other shit with no food. Whereas with the person talking, you can't, like, you're just in a fucking glass case of emotion. You're just trapped there.
It goes beyond football and the Super Bowl. When you have someone at a bar or anywhere chirping you, it's just like you can't focus on anything but that, and it ruins your time completely.
Yep.
Maybe this is the single guy in me talking, but I feel like that person is usually loud for like a quarter, and then someone tells them to shut up. Because if they're there, they're either friends with somebody, and like you can tell your friends to shut the fuck up. Or there's someone's girlfriend.
Right.
And you can – and as a man, it's your job to be like, hey, babe, bring it down a little bit.
Right.
So like, it's – I've never really experienced this phantom girl, but I feel like it won't be a problem for too long, whereas no food is a problem for the whole game.
No food is just like, well, you're just watching a football game then. It's like, it's not – you didn't go to a Super Bowl party at all if you're not enjoying all of the food, snacks, and beer that goes along with it. So – you know, it's either just you have a lame party or you have, like, an annoying person at a party. That's a coin flip to me. I don't know. It's – give me my food, though. Give me that – give me the pigs in a blanket, baby. Give me that swish, Clem.
Yeah. I mean, this is coming from someone who last night – like, the one thing, if we're at a coffee or creamer, like, that's, like, immediately go out to the store. We cannot wake up tomorrow without it because we're both addicted now, my wife and I, and with a baby too. And I came home with about $35 worth of snacks and, like, one little thing of creamer. My trip out last night.
All right. Let's keep it going with some more football talk. Let's talk about celebrations.
Yo, KFC fights, Big Cat. Actually, Big Cat's probably not here this week, but – a lot of talk about Cam Newton and celebrating. If you scored a touchdown in the NFL, what would be your touchdown celebration dance? Peace.
Pretty straightforward question. What would be your touchdown celebration dance? Now, I know we all made our video for the players' celebration not too long ago. If you're in a game, though, Have you ever given this thought? What would you actually do? All eyes on you. Literally all eyes. Like the entire country. The entire world. There's like 50 million people watching. What's your touchdown celebration?
To be totally honest, I probably wouldn't do anything. Not out of like some fucking bullshit respect for the game. Because I'd be too embarrassed to embarrass myself.
Yeah, because we're like lame white dudes. You know what I mean? Like it's like when, you know, actually, Fights, this is not true for you though. Because I was about to say, you know, if you're not the type to like hit up the bar and jump in the middle of the dance circle and cut a rug, you're not going to – you shouldn't be doing that in the end zone either. But you are kind of that guy. There's always pictures of you shit-faced doing like dumb dance moves. Why wouldn't you just do one of those?
Because, I mean, I listen, Kevin, my dumb dance moves are really – It's feeling the music deep in my soul. And it's I don't know if I like that elation of a touchdown would bring that out of me. I don't think it would. I think I, you know, maybe once the music starts playing, whatever the touchdown music is, maybe then I'll fucking feel it a little bit.
Right.
But like I wouldn't go in there with a plan. I think going in there with a plan is kind of lame, to be totally honest. Like I like camp stuff. I like dab. Like once you have a signature thing, I like doing the signature thing. But I think like having like different planned moves and shit. You got to be a certain guy to pull that off, and I don't think I can pull it off, so I just wouldn't do it.
I think touchdown music is a good idea. Like, you know, baseball players have walk-up music. There should also be, like, touchdown music where when that guy scores, we blast this one song at the stadium. And then everybody knows the dance. Everybody's doing it.
See, in high school, we had that for – in hockey, and we all had our own goal songs. It wasn't even, like, a team song. It was everyone had their own goal song.
What was yours?
Cheeseburger in Paradise, and that was perfect because that's how like you feel like the dorky stuff. It's like Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's like, that's unbelievable. That's really cool, and that's a ridiculous choice, John.
My baseball walk-up song was Britney Spears' Toxic, is another one like you just feel it. That's one that you feel deep in your bones, and you just kind of. You shake it out to it a little bit.
Was it like the beginning, like just the beat where it's like it went right to the chorus. All right, I can respect that. Clem, would you have yourself a touchdown celebration?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. My first blush, I was saying if I could try to do the Bruno Mars dance where he has the happy feet and then does like the little split at the end. I couldn't do that though.
Yeah, I don't think you can pull that off.
So what I would do, and this is something I always love, is you know like in WWF when they do the other guy's finishing move? Like you give Triple H the pedigree, you give Austin the stunner. I do that guy's move. So if I'm against the Panthers, I score a touchdown. You know, CJ Anderson, I'm doing the dab. You know, I swear touching the Giants, I do the whip like Odell Beckham. Like, I take your shit. Like, even when Steve Smith did the Viking rowboat, because they had the sex scandal and, like, Vikings rowboats, obviously, I take your dance and I make it my own, and that's, like, the best way to go about it.
I like that. I would come up with not necessarily a dance, but I liked when T.O., like, autographed the football. I liked when he grabbed the popcorn. I think Chad Johnson had a couple more. They're not necessarily dance. They're almost, like, little like, actions. I try to come up with something like that because I think we all agree, as a white dude, you know, unless you can do one of those dances, you can't. I like the idea of stealing someone else's dance, but Clem and Feidelberg, they ain't gonna have their own fucking dance move because we're just like.
I just showed you my Cheeseburger in Paradise dance. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That was not bad. I mean, why wouldn't you just do that then, John?
Well, I mean, that would be a whole thing. Like, I didn't think we were going that in detail to it. So yeah, I would have the. Make sure the PA guy had Cheeseburger in Paradise queued up, and then
how do they not do that? How do they not do that? How unbelievable would that be? Like the ball's like in your fingertips, you catch the ball, and boom, the beat drops, and the stadium goes nuts. God, figure it out. That's incredible.
They don't even let them celebrate. Usually, you get a 15-year penalty just for like showing any kind of creativity. It's unreal.
They're not going to drop any music on it. They should do the same thing for home runs. Like as soon as it's off the bat and you know it's gone, play that fucking music.
And my dance would be, you know, like when every fat lineman scores a touchdown and they just are like just going crazy, like it's the happiest, like that would be what I did if I scored a touchdown.
Big guy touchdowns are always good. That's it for our Super Bowl talk today. If you want to place a bet on the big game, betdsi.com is the best place to do it. There's a million ways to bet on the Super Bowl. You can bet the game, you can bet the line, you can bet the props, everything in between. There's a lot of ways to make money. On this big game. So go to BetDSI.com. They've been around for over 16 years. They set a lot of lines that you play on. They get A-plus reviews at sportsbook sites. And right now, if you use the promo code BARSTOOL10, you get $10 free to throw around. So, you know, hey, Sometimes all it takes is $10. You want to throw out like a bazillion team parlay or throw it on one of those ridiculous prop bets. Who knows? Like first score is a safety. Throw $10 on that for the Super Bowl. Hit that and make a bajillion dollars. There's a million ways to make money off the Super Bowl, and the best place to do it is BetDSI.com. Once again, use the promo code Barstool10. Let's talk about going to concerts.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Ray from Baltimore. So I went to a Fetty Wap concert the other day, my first and last. Dude was god-awful. But, you know, throughout his songs, the N-word was appearing a lot. And being a white guy, I wasn't really sure if it was appropriate for me to say it with them when we were singing the songs along. You know, I was kind of sounding like Wayne from Wayne's World when he was ordering donuts, cutting in and out. So, just wondering if you guys were what you guys were thinking about that. You know, I wasn't really sure what to do. So,
let's begin with going to a Fetty Wap concert.
I mean, there's like so much. Everything that on that call was dumb.
Go ahead, continue.
I mean, going to a concert is dumb.
Yeah.
Going to a rap concert is dumber. Saying the N-word in a crowd of a bunch of black people, the dumbest. Nothing about that call made sense.
I will let me run through your points. Going to a Fetty Wap concert is terrible.
I started with concert.
I don't. Oh yeah, going to a concert is dumb. If it's like Springsteen has been in town in New York, people have been going nuts for that. I wouldn't pay like $1,000 to go see him the way some people are. But when I saw the boss when I saw him live, that was awesome. That's like, I feel like that's more of like a bucket list sort of like, you know, just like a life thing to do, not just like I went to a concert.
Those are more, I don't even count those as concerts though. That's like an event.
Right.
Like,
that's what I mean.
Like something like Taylor Swift at Gillette, Kenny at Gillette, fucking Springsteen at wherever the fuck he is. Like that's a whole experience. But just going to a concert, like an artist who's kind of hot right now and you kind of like going to a concert is dumb.
Just
going
to tell you that it's utterly ridiculous you said Taylor Swift and Springsteen in the same sentence there. Like, no problem. That's absurd.
Well, the songbird of our generation and the songbird of another generation. Well, so I think it makes perfect sense.
If Taylor Swift is doing it in like 40 years, well, maybe we'll talk.
As she will be.
Maybe we'll talk then.
She's never not sold out a stadium. So like she kind of does have that same star power.
Yeah, which is crazy. But 40 years, we'll do KFC Radio episode like 3050, and we'll talk about that then.
The best artists in the millennials have ever seen versus the best artists people your age have ever seen.
We're talking about
Bruno Mars now.
Yeah, I mean, Clem, you would obviously. Have you ever gone to a Bruno Mars? You would gladly go to that. But would you go to like? We've said many times how it's like as you just stand there. It's like a girl can dance and like have fun. As a guy, you just kind of like drink your beer and like put your hands in your pockets. And it's just like, what the fuck am I doing here?
You're paying like $150, $200 to see songs played not as well as they sound on your iPod.
Right. And usually like from a shitty vantage point, unless you like really shell out big bucks or have a box or something like that.
Right.
Fetty Wap has got to be the worst concert ever. First of all, does he sit in that chair because he like fucked up his foot, or is that like his thing?
Yeah. I broke
okay,
his leg.
So that was not like his just like that's what I do. Because when I saw him sitting there, I was like, does this dude really just sit there? But I mean, a Fetty Wap concert has got to be abominable with that like live. That's got to sound terrible live. But I disagree with rap concerts being bad, because if you go to a good rap concert, I think they're awesome. Yep. Jay-Z's concerts are awesome. The Roots, awesome. You got to go to like big time acts. You can't go to like middle of the road rappers. You got to go to people who are putting on like a tour. Those
I went to Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake at Fenway. Again, that's an event because of the location.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but like, I did the same thing. Like I was still like kind of just in the aisle being like just standing there nodding my head.
Well,
like,
there's no way to get around that, but it's whether or not the rest of the performance kind of makes that like bearable. You know what I mean? It's like if you're hearing and seeing like Jay and Kanye like spit a verse, I feel like even though I'm sitting there like an idiot – that's at least something I really wanted to see.
I went to Jay-Z. It was supposed to be his last concert at the Garden, mm-hmm. way back when.
I went to that too.
What?
I think I went to that too. The one that was supposedly like, you know, the last.
Yeah, it was like the black. It was black album. So it was like yeah. the
Black something or other, and that was great. I mean, you have to get like a certain amount of drunk just so that you're not like – you're always going to feel awkward just thinking about like there's going to be like a ton of black dudes and I'm going to be like the one white guy here.
Yeah.
Or the, you're the other one, I guess. You're the other guy I heard about. But you have to go in with a filter and you just say playa. Just go in saying instead of the N word, you just drop playa or something else that you want.
Do it like the radio edit. Do it how the radio does it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like whatever they throw in there. I personally – I just agree with you guys. I think you have immunity. I think you're in that setting. I think everybody should understand that you're singing the song. You're there, you know, supporting your favorite rapper or whatever. Everybody's a fan. Everybody can just enjoy themselves. If you're a black person, you get offended by me rapping the N-word with Jay-Z. Like, give me a break. That's ridiculous. We're all here. Give me props for being like the crazy white boy who came here anyway. You should kind of have like a hood pass when you're that idiot. Like I went to the Up in Smoke tour when I was like 18. Probably not even. I was probably like 16 then. I mean, those people should have looked at me like, yo, respect. Like you earned this. You can say whatever you want. So I think in that setting, it's like international waters. You have immunity. You should be able to say it. I'm not going to tell you that you really should. I think you should be allowed, but I don't think you should go there doing it because it's probably not worth risking it, depending on who's sitting around you. Really not a good idea, but I think it's bullshit if people are going to get mad at you over that.
Did you go to Up and Smoke? I went in Hartford to Up and Smoke.
No.
Hartford, Connecticut. That was some shit.
I think I was – I think it was an outdoor spot. I want to say – was it big enough that they would have done like Giant Stadium?
I don't think because like Hartford was like relatively close for me. I think it was like somewhere maybe in Jersey or something like that. Like,
yeah.
That was an event too. Like those were pretty big because it was Snoop, Dre, Eminem before he like really, really blew up.
Right.
That was Cube. That was an all timer there.
That was wild.
Warren G, Nate Dogg. Oh man, incredible.
Take me back to that. Fucking Taylor Swift, get out here.
And I want to also add that if you go see – we can debate about how good Kanye really is. I think it's been downhill ever since My Dark Twisted Fantasy. If you go to a movie theater to watch him perform in Madison Square Garden, you need to have your fucking brains.
All right. Dude, if you go to Madison Square Garden to do it, like
– especially.
It's,
yeah.
It's one thing if you're going to a concert and you know the music. You're not going to know any of these goddamn songs. You're only going to know No More Parties in L.A. Like, it's concerts aren't very fun to begin with. When you can't even fucking sing along with them, what's the fucking point?
And so what he's doing is that you go to a movie theater to watch him perform that, and you get, like, a jacket, and it's, like, $600. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what you told me.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what the actual – so you're watching him perform. I wasn't sure. I thought it had
Yeah, he's having a listening party at Madison Square Garden. He sold it out in 10 minutes.
It's like those boxing matches when it was closed circuit. You go to the movie theater to watch, like, Ali versus Frazier or something like that. Like, that for Kanye West singing songs you never heard of.
Fights. When you told me he sold out the Garden, I thought it was a concert. So it's a viewing –
It is a concert. I mean, he'll be performing his album, I believe.
Got it. Okay.
But it's you're hearing the music. But like I like to, when I fucking listen to an album for the first time, I like to sit in my room and just have headphones on and like just listen to it.
Right. Because you know what you're listening to.
You don't want that whole fucking shit going on, you know, distorted sound and lyrics you don't know and can't really listen to the first time you hear something.
Right. Fuck that. Fucking Kanye just does whatever he wants and people just keep doing it. It's crazy. He can charge literally anything for any amount of money for anything, and people will pay it.
He's realized back.
I mean, 5 years ago, he was like kind of like the laughing stock. You know, like people kind of hated him. But now he's like the man again. I feel
and all because he just kept saying he was the man. Like that's all it took. He just acted that way until people believed it.
He never wavered.
I know, but he never has like wavered at all. Never like shown any weakness. Always, he's just been like, I'm the greatest person to ever live. And if you just keep saying that, apparently people believe you. You got to back it up with a good product and people like his music and shit, but he is the greatest marketing example of the modern world. It's unbelievable.
My favorite Kanye quote ever was when I think Esquire was interviewing something like that, and they were like, now someone said that you came – that so one of the reporters at your wedding said that they came out an hour before the ceremony and you had a hacksaw and were sawing the bar in half and then hammered 2 2x4s into it and said, there, now it's art. And the guy goes, is that true? And Kanye goes, yeah. And he said, why did you think that? And he said, let me ask you a question. Let me answer your question with a question. Have you done anything as important to society as the Yeezus tour was? That was it. That was the response. Like, you're fucking beautiful, man. You're the fucking best.
He really is. I mean, he's such a cocksucker, but it's like you just can't help but love or respect the way he does it. I mean, the pricing is crazy. Like, the clothing, we talked about it before. The clothing and the shoes for as much money, $500 to come watch him at a movie theater. I mean, it's you normal people, like the people who want to go see Kanye, have to like take out a loan to deal with anything to do with him. His tickets, his clothing, his shoes. It's unbelievable. The best way to stay stylish, though, without breaking the bank, movement watches. They start at just $95. They don't have some maniac like Kanye driving up the price so that you got to spend like $5,000 on a watch that doesn't even look good. Movement watches are fresh looking, stylish, and inexpensive. What more can you want? If you're trying to ease into the watch game, you're not some watch aficionado, it's perfect for you. They got everything you might want. Leather bands, metal bands, colors, black, gray, everything in between. Big faces, small faces. And your boy Big Cat's out in San Francisco spreading the good word of movement. He's been wearing that along with all of his ridiculous T-shirts and sometimes no shirt at all. I think Big Cat's been wearing just his movement watch all around town as he pops the top off going tits out for the boys. So it's out there on the West Coast. Portnoy was asking about it. He was like, yo, man, that's movement watches. So the movement has gone big time here at Barstool. Go to MVMTWatches.com/KFC. That's MVMTWatches.com, and you'll get 15% off your entire order. Let's do a couple more voicemails, and we'll wrap it up. Let's talk about Two-Face, kind of.
Hey, guys. Pat from Boston, longtime fan. I know you can't hear this in the show, so KFC, when you recap it.
We can't hear that shit, and I will not be recapping. This is the new KFC Radio. Technology, son. A better product. Audio quality.
I'm seeing this girl. She's not like a smoke. She's like cute. She's like an 8. Thing is, though, in today's day and age, she doesn't photograph well, and that's very noticeable. Like, things that make her pretty don't stand out in pictures. I'm not saying I'm necessarily letting this affect me. Short and sweet. She's an 8 in person, like a 6 or a 5 in pictures. How much do you let that affect things going forward? Viva.
An interesting question for the modern world, like he said, because I was talking about this on Mail Time as well. I feel like back in the day, a dude didn't really need to be that good looking to get laid because it's all about charisma and charm and confidence. But now that first line of defense is like a Tinder profile or a Bumble profile or something where it's just like, I saw your face, you look ugly, you're out. So it's a different question for the year 2016. An 8 in real life, that's a fucking hot chick. He's like, oh, she's kind of cute. Like if you're an 8, that chick is very, very hot. I would not let it stop me by any means, but it's kind of annoying, no? I mean, I know Feidelberg's going to not like this because Feidelberg does everything for the approval and chagrin of others. I mean, I feel like if you're banging a hot chick, but every time you show somebody a picture of her, they're like, eh, that's definitely going to rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm going to be totally honest. I was checking email for this call, so I didn't listen.
Chick is an 8 in real life, but a 5 in pictures.
Oh, you had to recap the call anyway. That's a
on the one call, John, where I,
you know what?
Where I
you
defiantly
know what? Kevin,
said.
You kind of fucked yourself because when you stopped it, that's when I zoned out. I was in it until that point. And then I was like, whatever it is, it's probably not that important.
Can I just
my email was going off. My Twitter was going off.
I just need my co-host to pay attention for one fucking hour. Give me a break. She's an 8 in real life, John, a 5 in pictures. And he's like, it's kind of annoying. You know, every time I show pictures, people don't think she's hot. All of her pretty features just don't come through in
She's
photographs.
Like me.
Let's pump the brakes. First of all, like nobody photographs well. I know one girl that photographs well. And it's such a thing that everyone is always like, wow, that girl looks great in pictures. Because everyone else in the world looks shittier in pictures. The flash is bad, the angles are bad, the shadows are bad, your fat sticks out. It's none of it ever comes through well on camera or in photos. So it's not.
I used to be the opposite. I used to be better looking in pictures. I used to be really photogenic, and now I am.
Actually, I was going to call you out on that, but I've seen that picture from your license, where you just look like a fucking smoke, dude. Yeah. I would absolutely bang that dude in that picture, but
I used to like look really good in pictures, and then I don't know. Now, like, pictures show my sadness.
Do you think you'll ever change your Twitter, Avi? You think you'll ever that's for life? I feel like that's the best you're going to get for a while now.
Mine?
Yeah. Don't you love your avatar?
It's all right. No, I was planning on switching it after the Super Bowl, and that's not happening. So I guess I should probably switch it. I don't really have anything. I don't take a lot. Like, in high school and college, I just take so many pictures and, like, get tagged on Facebook and shit. Like, I don't take a lot of pictures anymore. Not with people who, like, I know and, like, would know where to find it. I take pictures in bars and shit, but right. I wouldn't know where to go about seeing that picture.
Well, I take so few good pictures that when I do it, you'll see it. Twitter avatar change every time I have a remotely decent picture. So you got to capitalize. I mean, I only get like one or two good pictures maybe a year at this point. So I think, you know, it's like, should you let that stop you from hanging out with this chick and hooking up with her? No. But that definitely sucks. That's a shitty quality to have when you drop that much. I think everyone drops like a point. But if you drop from like 8 to 5, that means you went from like a hot chick to like an ugly chick, which is almost impossible to believe. But there's two faces and there's all sorts of shit like that. Clem, any advice or just any thoughts on this, dude? There's no advice to give, really, other than, like, that sucks, but...
It depends on the guy, too. Like, I'm older now, I'm married, and, like, I'm done. But, like, as someone for me, that's, like, that's the dream right there. Is, like, hey, everyone else can think she's a 5 based on her online profile. Mm. I'm getting to sleep with an 8. And right. That's something that I wouldn't get any other way. It's like you're at the clearance rack and someone got mistakenly placed there almost in my mind. It's like,
I love it.
Or like there was like price. I was able to put two KFC promo codes in and get like double price off. Like I am set now. I had no chance with this girl. She probably has a little bit of a self-esteem issue, which, you know, helps matters. Let's be honest here.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's this guy should just not worry about that. You worry about those problems down the road. But like you said, everyone looks shitty in pictures. Who gives a shit?
That is a great analogy there. It's almost like Shallow Hal, but in real life, where like she actually is hot and everyone else is the people seeing the facade. So it's like, yeah, man, when we go home, she's an 8. I don't care what she looks like on her Tinder profile and shit. That actually benefits me because ain't nobody swiping right on her.
Well, right? I don't want this filet mignon in my dumpster. No, I'll take the filet mignon in my dumpster. Thank you very much.
All right. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by SeatGeek. Whether you're trying to go to one of those concerts, if you want to go to a Fetty Wap concert, I don't know. God bless you. Make sure you get a good price on that, though, because you do not want to be breaking the bank for a Fetty Wap concert. Go to the SeatGeek app, and you'll find the best tickets available for the best prices, and it's the easiest ticket purchasing experience you're going to have. You don't have to worry about an auction. You don't have to worry about deadlines. You don't have to worry about buying fake tickets or duplicates or anything like that. Every ticket sold on SeatGeek has a 100% guarantee, and the best part is you just click a couple times. You log in, you find your event, and you see your tickets. You click it, you buy it. That's it. No hoops to jump through, no complications. And if you use the promo code KFC in the SeatGeek app right now, you get a $20 rebate. That's not a $20 discount. That's not $20 to your account for future purchases. It's not store credit. They just send you $20. So what I'm telling you right now is you could buy tickets and get $20. Why would you not do that? Why would you go to another ticket vendor that's not going to give you $20? There's no reason not to. So download the free SeatGeek app today and use the promo code KFC for $20. Last one of the day. Let me scroll through here and see which is a good one. okay, let's do this one. This is probably going to be ridiculous.
Yo, yo, yo. So I kind of got a problem, and I don't know if you can help me out, but here's the story. Got two friends, right? One of them's gay. Not a problem, but it's the point of the story. Two, I got another friend, long story short, they went out. They're friends for a long time.
Where do you guys think this is going right now? One gay friend, one straight friend. They go out.
Sex time.
Choose your own adventure here. Let's see where this ends up.
Friend A, he's a straight one. Friend B is the gay one. They got home from the bars, smoked a little weed, probably had a little A-bar action. Next morning, the gay friend gets woken up by the straight friend. One thing leads to another. my straight friend gets blown by the gay one. Now, mind you, the straight one is super, super hetero, sleeps with a lot of girls.
No, he's not.
You know, really puts out the vibe.
Hey, bro, let me just cut you off right there. Guess what you have? Two gay friends. Let's see how he wraps up this fiasco here.
That, you know, he fucks chicks, right? Does girls. I think that's what Big Cat says. He does girls. And my friend, the gay one, told me, and now I have no idea how to react to it, and it's kind of fucked with my shit. So I have to see these people.
Yeah. Let me tell you how you deal with this. You just be like, congratulations on you being gay also. Like, it sounds like you're cool with the one friend being gay. It sounds like everyone's pretty open-minded. Well, it sounds like people are very open-minded here. You know, there's no, like, bigotry going on. You have one gay friend. You have two gay friends.
Right.
Plenty of gay dudes sleep with chicks because they're trying to cover it up and stay in the closet. Plenty of gay guys are kind of weird and bi like that. If you get your dick sucked, I thought it was going to be like he got drunk and it all went down. It was the morning after. Like, clear minds here. He was in bed like, okay, you can blow my dick right now. That's just two gay guys hooking up, and that's okay. But let's call it what it is.
I mean, look, man, I've had like – I know when you have a hangover, like, you're exceptionally horny. Like, the only way to beat a hangover is by beating your dick.
Yep.
And I've, like, had, like, buddies sleep over. Like, we've had, like, fucking – like, in college, like, we all sleep in a bed. None of them ever sucked my dick when I woke up. Like, I get that, like, with a hangover, you need to nut. You still – it can't be into another guy's mouth or else it's gay. That's how it works.
Also, put it this way. If you're ever like, yo, this is my friend who's, like, super hetero. He's so hetero, man.
Yeah.
He fucks so many chicks. He's just the straightest guy ever. That dude's probably gay.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone else is just normal hetero. If you have to be, like, called the super hetero guy, you're probably gayer than the gayest.
It's like when I like say stuff like, oh, like if you don't like Bieber, if you didn't like NSYNC when you were a kid, then you were like so straight it's gay. Like that's what this kid is. If you're fucking a million girls, then you're too straight. It doesn't make sense. Like
100%.
normal hetero guys don't really like girls. Like they're not really that cool. They're not that fun. They're not that awesome. Like and I'm fine admitting that. I don't really like girls.
The only way you fuck that many girls.
Dude.
Yeah. The only way the guy my buddy, well, he's not even really my friend, but a dude the guy that I know who fucked the most chicks, we are absolutely like we think that guy's gay. There's like a lot of weird, you know, because the only way your life is that dominated by pussy at all times is where you're like trying to convince yourself, because a normal guy is going to be like, eh, I don't really want to go to the bar. I don't want to go home with that chick because I'm going to like watch the game or eat some fucking pizza, or I'm just like too lazy to do it. The gay guys who are trying to prove they're like not gay are like, I'm going to go fuck all the pussy in the world, man. It's like, nah, dude, you're gay. It's fine. Just have butt sex with guys. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
It's like Barney Stinson in How I Met Your Mother. Like that dude's gay. Literally, that dude is gay.
It's perfect. That's perfect.
In the words of Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. You are what you're putting your dick into busting up.
There you go. That's it.
One quick thing. Maybe it's my age. Did he say they maybe did some A bars? What is that?
I was going to not bring it up because, again, I thought I was going to be the loser. Three old guys on the panel here. A bar. I got nothing.
I'm gonna Google it real quick.
I've heard of like Xanny bars, so
right.
A has to just be a different drug. Adderall bar? Is that a thing?
Bar drug.
It's not
Could
really
be Adderall,
it's not really a bar though. Adderall's
yeah.
I mean I Googled a bar drug and it showed up just Xanax. Which like but like that's like we do bars.
Yeah, it's, you don't say like, A not, bars.
You don't do an A
or
bars.
Or was he saying like we did A bar? I don't know. We're losers, though. Actually, no. This kid's losers. This kid's a loser, and his weird straight gay friend who's blowing his friends are – this is the weirdest crew in America. Nothing wrong with being gay. Let's just call it what it is, though. All right. That's it for an extended edition of KFC Radio. Go buy all of this shit that I told you to buy this episode. Feitelberg, any last words?
Oh.
I'm out.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feitelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.